Derbyshire Clinical Commissioning Groups, raising awareness of the Mental Capacity Act and the deprivation of liberty safeguards. Lasting powers of attorney. What is a lasting power of attorney? A lasting power of attorney allows a person, known as the donor, to authorize another person, known as the donee or attorney, to make decisions on his behalf. It is a legal document, and the attorney's decisions are as valid as those made by the donor. There are two types of lasting power of attorney: a lasting power of attorney for health and welfare, and a lasting power of attorney for property and financial affairs. A lasting power of attorney for health and welfare allows the attorney to make decisions about the donor's health and welfare, including decisions about health care and consent to medical treatment, when the donor lacks capacity to make such decisions for himself. A lasting power of attorney for property and financial affairs allows an attorney to make decisions about the donor's finances and property. The donor can choose one or more people to be his attorney. The donor must be 18 years or older to make a lasting power of attorney. He must also have capacity to do so, and you may be involved at this point in confirming that the donor has the capacity to make the lasting power of attorney. The lasting power of attorney must be in writing, using the official form. It is now also possible to complete it online. It contains essential information about the lasting power of attorney, and the donor must confirm that he wants it to apply when he no longer has capacity to make the decisions covered by it. The document must name anyone who should be told about the lasting power of attorney, unless there is no one the donor wishes to be told. These people may object to the registration of the lasting power of attorney. An attorney must confirm that he understands his duties, which include the duty to act in the best interests of the donor. The attorney must also be 18 years or older. If the donor has appointed more than one attorney to act for him, he must specify whether they must agree decisions or whether they may also act independently if they wish. For example, a donor may specify that his attorneys may act jointly and independently on certain decisions, but must all agree when giving consent to surgery on the donor's behalf. If a donor has appointed two or more attorneys and does not specify how they are to act, they must always act jointly. The donor may also name replacement attorneys to take over in certain circumstances, such as in the event of an attorney's death. Being a certificate provider. The donor may ask you to be a certificate provider. Your role will be to confirm that the donor understands the lasting power of attorney, has not been put under pressure to authorize it, and that it has not been completed fraudulently. Being a certificate provider is an important role, and you must ensure that there is no doubt about the donor's identity. Before you agree to be a certificate provider, make sure you understand what the role involves. You do not have to do it if you don't want to, and you can refuse if you're not able to confirm everything you are being asked to certify. If you do agree to take on the role, you should discuss the contents of the lasting power of attorney with the donor, so that you can form an opinion about it. If possible, try not to discuss it in the presence of his attorney, or attorneys if there are more than one, so you can be sure the donor is able to communicate freely. In some circumstances, this may be difficult, such as when the donor wishes to appoint his partner as his attorney and brings that person into your consulting room. You will be asked to complete Part B of the Lasting Power of Attorney form. In doing so, you will be confirming that, in your opinion, the donor understands what a lasting power of attorney is, the contents of his lasting power of attorney, the powers he is giving to his attorney or attorneys. You need to be sure the donor is not under pressure, being tricked or forced to make the lasting power of attorney, and that nothing else exists that would prevent the donor's lasting power of attorney from being created. As a certificate provider, What sort of questions should you ask the donor? Examples of suitable questions you may ask the donor include: What do you understand a lasting power of attorney to be? Why do you wish to make it? Why have you chosen me to be your certificate provider? Who have you chosen to be your attorney and why? Do you have any reason to doubt their trustworthiness? Do you understand the powers you are giving your attorney and when he should use it? Which decisions would you like your attorney to make and not make? Have you added any restrictions to the lasting power of attorney? If so, what do you expect these to achieve? What is the effect of any restrictions you have added and any guidance you have given in the lasting power of attorney document? Are there any other reasons why the lasting power of attorney should not be created? Keep a clear record of the questions you ask and the responses you receive. If the lasting power of attorney is challenged, you may be asked at a later date to explain why you considered the donor to have had the capacity to make it. If you have concerns about the donor's understanding of the lasting power of attorney or feel he is being placed under pressure, do not sign the certificate. Remember, the capacity is time and decision specific. You are being asked to determine whether the donor has capacity to make the lasting power of attorney at the time of your assessment. For the purpose of your assessment, it is immaterial if he later loses capacity. An attorney is only able to make a decision under a lasting power of attorney for health and welfare when it has been registered and the donor lacks capacity to make the decision in question. There is no requirement for the donor to register the lasting power of attorney immediately, and he may decide to wait. However, this could cause difficulties if the donor later loses capacity and there is an error on the form that prevents it from being registered. What decisions can a health and welfare attorney make? An attorney appointed under a registered health and welfare lasting power of attorney has the power to give and refuse consent to health care and treatment on behalf of the donor. An attorney can make decisions about whether the donor should stay in his own home, perhaps with support from social services, or move into residential care, and about day-to-day issues such as diet, dress, and daily routine. An attorney for health and welfare can only make decisions on the donor's behalf once he lacks capacity to make his own decisions. This is an important safeguard. An attorney cannot make a decision about life-sustaining treatment on behalf of the donor unless the donor specifically states that he wants the attorney to do so. These powers allow the attorney to decide to withdraw treatments such as artificial nutrition and hydration in situations when it has become burdensome or futile. If the donor does not want his attorney to make a decision about life-sustaining treatment, he can specify this on the lasting power of attorney form. In this case, a decision would rest with the doctor, who will decide whether it is in the best interests of the donor to give life-sustaining treatment. An attorney will be able to make all decisions about a donor's health and welfare unless the donor adds restrictions and conditions to the lasting power of attorney. Examples of this include specifying that an attorney must not consent to medical treatment involving blood products if it is against the donor's religion, or to life-sustaining treatment if the donor were in a persistent vegetative state. Restrictions and conditions are binding on an attorney and must be followed. The donor may also give guidance to help his attorney when making decisions in his best interests, such as his views on different medical treatments, areas he would prefer to live, and who he would like his attorney to consult. But this guidance is not binding on an attorney.